WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Icelandic author Halldór Laxness won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1955, in part for his novel Independent People, which was first published in 1946. For decades, though, the novel has been out of print in English, and Laxness's work has been known only to a few enthusiasts. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says that a new reprint of Independent People is changing that situation.
A review copy of Independent People, a reprint of a 50-plus-year-old novel by Icelandic author Halldór Laxness, arrived on my doorstep a few weeks ago, emblazoned with dazzling cover blurbs. One of the best books of the 20th century, declares Jane Smiley. One of my top 10 favorite books of all time, exclaims E. Annie Prue. Clearly, this new paperback edition of Independent People, translated from the Icelandic by J.A. Thompson, represents a kind of literary 911 call designed to resuscitate the work of a great writer whose reputation in this country is close to expiring. Independent People was originally subtitled An Epic. Maybe Laxness's current publishers felt that daunting generic label would scare off readers, for they omitted it from this reprint. But Independent People is an epic story, and how. It chronicles the long life of a sheep farmer named Beater, who, in the first decades of this century, has freed himself from 18 years of indentured servitude to the local bailiff. Beater settles in a turf cottage in a desolate valley that for centuries has been regarded by the local people as cursed. But stubborn Beater refuses to bow before demons or landlords. Season after season, he tends his flock, steeling himself against sorrows like the deaths of his two wives and numerous children at birth, a son's abrupt emigration to America, and a daughter's out-of-wedlock pregnancy. In the opening pages of the novel, a bemused third-person narrator tells us what makes Beater and his neighbors tick. They were peasants, sheepmen, who toiled like slaves over their flocks the whole year round, till they died without ever having transacted a business deal involving more than a few dollars at a time. Independence was their great capital. I fear I'm making Independent People sound like a glacial companion piece to Pearl S. Buck's The Good Earth. It's a much more morally complicated and quirkier tale. While the novel respects Beater's stick-to-itiveness, it also regards his monomaniacal focus on sheep as, well, stupid. This is an agrarian epic that illuminates what Marx called the idiocy of rural life. Subsisting on salt codfish and coffee, Beater and his family work 16-hour days in summer, scything meadows until their rubbery muscles beat the wet grass in endless imbecility. An Icelandic variation of the kind of deadpan Nordic response to horror that made the movie Fargo such an offbeat hoot also infuses the world of Independent People. In a thrilling episode, one of many that fill the novel, Beater hunts a reindeer, only to shortly find himself clinging to its back as man and beast are swept down a freezing river. Beater finally manages to leap onto an ice slab, and after rolling around in the snow to warm his wet, numb body, he crawls on all fours through a blizzard for 2 days until he reaches a cottage. His reflection on the whole episode? Well, Beater says to himself, at least you're getting about a bit these days, my lad. Beater's relationship with his beloved daughter, Soli, is at the heart of Independent People. It's a father-daughter bond so tortured and inarticulate that some scenes between them are almost unbearable to read. For years, the two are estranged, seeming to fulfill the narrator's early prediction that time effaces everything, crime and sorrow no less than love. Time also threatened to efface the reputation of Halldór Laxness and his magnificent novel. Thanks to this new reprint, though, that process has been reversed.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University.